This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We are joined now by Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you today?
What's going on, gentlemen? I'm doing well. Not as well as everybody up there, but I'm doing well.
Well, we're starting to feel ourselves a little bit here, Jason. And
you should.
Well, I'm wondering from your perspective as somebody who's there and interacts with the fans on a daily basis in Baltimore, Steelers have won 8 out of 9. Now, Lamar hasn't played in all those games, but Lamar is 1-4 against the Steelers.
Yeah.
How are you viewing that? How are Ravens fans viewing what has become a one-sided rivalry in recent seasons?
Well, I think, you know, the sense we got from 4 hours yesterday on the radio and taking a fair amount of calls was that a lot of people agree with us that the Steelers are sort of in their head, and the Steelers have a unique way of bringing out the worst in the Ravens, and a few teams have that. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have that as well. Now, they've got it over pretty much everybody, yeah. But this was playoff Lamar, and by that I mean a little bit skittish, stuck between whether I should run or I should pass, forcing the ball downfield on low percentage situations early in the game, getting himself into some bad habits. The Steelers are built to expose a lot of the Ravens' warts, the right side of the offensive line, which is really young and still figuring things out, and hasn't played in a lot of road raucous atmospheres. Steelers had a pressure rate of like 63% the second half of that game. That's obscene. And a lot of it was Rosengarten and Falele. Adding a guy like Patrick Queen, adding more speed and instincts to your defense so that you have people who can help with the must rush with Lamar to keep him in the pocket, who can track him down when he gets outside the pocket, who can spy him a little bit. Corners who play with a real physical style that I think, frankly, got in the Ravens' receivers' heads, much like that whole defense got in Lamar's head. And Lamar, he fights his own ghost against certain teams where I just feel like he thinks he's got to play at a different level or change things up or be something he's not to try to win a certain way. And this was an example of it. It reminded me of the championship game against Kansas City in a lot of ways, with his decision-making, with his reticence to activate his legs, with him kind of locking on the early thing or the big thing, right? I could win big here with Bateman, or I could win big here with Flowers. Instead of making all the outside the number underneath throws and using the horizontal passing game the way he has so effectively this year and quite recently against Cincinnati. So I think there's a mental component of it. I think there just is. And the Steelers are a little bit sort of like their boogeyman. And they didn't need a great game. If Lamar just plays an average game, yeah, or slightly below average game, they probably still win. But that's not what the Ravens have gotten in some of these critical spots against Tennessee at home in the playoffs, against Kansas City at home in the playoffs. You know, like, obviously, you know, last night or Sunday afternoon, like, it's not that he can't play in big games, but certain scenarios just get the best of him, and the Steelers are one of them.
Well, it's not necessarily going to get any easier for the Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
No,
Monday night, you got the Chargers, and after that, you have the Eagles, yeah. And then you got a little game against the Giants, and then you have the Steelers, and then on Christmas, you have the Texans. Do you have confidence that they'll turn it around, or do you think that this loss might affect the rest of the season for the Ravens?
Well, I think they made some significant gains on defense. Now, we'll have to see how much of that is the fact that, let's face it, Pittsburgh's not an offensive juggernaut. Russell Wilson was really content to throw the ball into the third row and live to fight another day. Justin Herbert right now, and I know if you only watch the Chargers in September, you might have a skewed view. Like, he's dropping back all the time. The only person who's pushing the ball downfield 20 yards or more over the last 6 weeks in the NFL than Justin Herbert on a percentage basis is Lamar Jackson. Like, he's playing big boy football, and the receivers aren't great, but he's making them pretty good. Like, that's going to be a real challenge for them. And if Kyle Hamilton and Adarius Washington hold up on the back end the way they did against the Steelers as the new safety tandem, then maybe they'll finally get their defense aligned. The problem for them is Roquan Smith was having his best game of the year. And for him to be standing on the sidelines with a hamstring like that with his helmet nowhere near him probably isn't a good sign for the following week and maybe not the week after that. So, like, do I think that there's nowhere to go but up defensively? Also, they were never going to sustain the offense that they had during that five-game streak where they were running for 250 a game. So, like, there's middle ground for both teams, for both sides of the ball, I should say, and this football team. But, like, would it shock me if they went into their Week 14 bye off of losses to the Steelers, the Chargers, and the Eagles? I mean, it wouldn't. Like Herbert and Justin Fields right now are playing at an elite level. And this defense, again, has to show that it can bring it more than once every, 12 weeks.
Last thing here for you, Jason. You talk about Lamar Jackson against the Steelers. Does Harbaugh have a certain... Or I guess is Mike Tomlin Harbaugh's boogeyman? Are you seeing him coach differently?
Well, I'm seeing his team undermine itself repeatedly against the Steelers with penalties and with turnovers. And again, the penalty thing, they're the most penalized team in the NFL. They're third most penalized on offense. They are the most penalized on defense. They're bottom eight in the league, I think, in special teams penalties. It's across the board. So, that's who they've been this year. The turnovers, that hasn't been who they've been. And, I think it's a bit of a mental block for them right now. I don't think it was a hardly coached game. It's not like he blew the clock or blew, challenges like he has in a lot of situations. A lot of people don't like the play call and the two-point conversion at the end. I mean, Todd Monken's been in his bag all year. Like, if he thinks that personnel is going to win there, I kind of defer to him at this point, but there's some people who want to put that on Harbaugh. But it's funny. I've been going on your guys' station on different shows for a long time, and, I'm pretty familiar with what people think. And when we took calls yesterday, it really reminded me of the stuff that people in Pittsburgh were saying about Tomlin 2 years ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, in terms of kind of having some fatigue and not thinking this guy can get us back to the pinnacle. Like, that's kind of where I think the fan base is right now.
Wow. Jason, awesome stuff as always, and we look forward to doing it again next Tuesday. Appreciate the time.
Have a great week, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Too.
Jason LaConfora, Odyssey. Oh, I hung up on him. He was going to say something else. Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.